Hello?
Hey, Derek, it's Amy. With
Come
Local
again?
Splash. It's Amy
oh,
with
hey.
Local Splash from the Google Guarantee
hey,
Department.
Amy, can you hold on one second?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Take your time.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep. I sure can.
Okay, thank you. It's just me and my dad on the phone. I figured he was on the other line, so I'd tap him in. He's the business owner as well as
Hi,
I.
Hi, Dad. So.
Hey.
I believe you, and I've spoken a couple of times when I meant to call Derek, and I would dial your line once in a while.
Right. Yeah.
We're all old pals. Yeah. So what questions do we have?
Yeah, so I understand that you handle the Google guarantee side of things mm-hmm. over there at Local Splash. Is that correct?
Correct. It's me. I'm on a team. There's about five of us all together. I am on the front end, and I'm on the sale end, and I do know quite a bit. But you do have specialists platform that have been trained and have part of our Google Guarantee team. Ivan, Bonnie, and Aureli are absolutely fantastic as well.
Gotcha. Well, can you give us just a quick run through on the how the program works, just
yep.
so my dad can hear as well.
Absolutely.
And then also if you could touch on if there's any benefits for, like, climbing rankings if we get the guarantee, because that's our problem right now is we're not really ranking.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke with the other side of your team. They mm-hmm. said they're working on it. She's going to call me in 24 hours.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
They don't know why, but...
Right, but they're working on it. I know that they're working hard on it. You have two businesses with us. We want to make sure that you're absolutely satisfied, and we want to keep things going. So there's a lot of benefits to Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee is a pay-per-lead service that comes at the very tippy top of the page when somebody does a search on Google. So if I'm not mistaken, the one that we really want to focus on is going to be the custom pool design and remodel, correct?
That's a new one. We don't really have a profile that is super strong with that Google profile. So I don't know if you'd recommend doing the Google guarantee program on the Giovanni's Designs and Project Management side, or if we, or if there's not a benefit to having like a established account going with the new one.
So it's truly up to you. It doesn't matter if it's an established account or not. When you and I have spoken previously, what we discussed was a few different, what we call verticals. So the keywords within the verticals is what's going to give you the placement in the Google Guaranteed section. So when we spoke, the ones that we spoke about, we spoke about listing you with the landscaping vertical. We spoke about seating you with the pool contractor vertical and also the general contracting vertical. So if you want to
okay.
do all three, you can. The way it works is like this. There's a one-time upfront cost, the $250 application fee that goes to get the Google, get the company Google Guarantee certified. Now, if we're talking about the, one second, I don't want to lose my place. Hold on. I'm sorry. If we're talking about the Giovanni Designs and Project Management, and if that's all-inclusive and it's going to cover all of those different keywords and platforms, that's fantastic. The thing about Google Guarantee is it's very specific. If we verify the design and management and we go ahead and get you approval for all of the verticals that you want at one time, which is my suggestion, if you have any interest in multiple verticals, that is my suggestion. And the reason it's my suggestion is because it's easier to get approval for everything at once than it is to go back and try to get approval for something a second time. Okay?
Okay.
Now, with that being
gotcha.
Said, if you guys want to verify the pool design and remodel, then that is a completely separate, because you have two different companies. So it would be a completely
right.
separate setup fee and completely separate situation. The cost per lead is going to be the same. So you guys
gotcha.
Technically qualify for the three verticals, the pool contracting vertical, the general contracting vertical, as well as the landscaping vertical, in that I believe it was like hardscapes and things like that, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, Derek?
Yeah, we do full build out. But I think we probably, Dad, would you want to target more so the pool side of things, or are you thinking kind of everything?
Mainly landscape goes with the outdoor living stuff. So
correct. So let me tell you guys the subcategories that are within those keywords. So you don't have, if you choose to take all three verticals, you can pick and choose which keywords you come up for. Google's very specific with the keywords that are included. So with the landscaping, it's artificial turf, concrete masonry, driveway landscaping, garden decorations, grading and resloping, hardscapes, landscape design, landscape install, outdoor water features, driveway and walkway paving, retaining walls, walkway landscaping, sod and seeding, outdoor steps, and stone masonry. So it's not mowing and maintenance and, you know, keeping the lawn up. You know,
right.
You're not going to get
caught. A lot of that's pretty much what we do.
And that's literally, the lawn care is its own vertical. Okay. So I wouldn't qualify you for that so that you wouldn't receive calls for that. But within those subcategories, if there's certain things that y'all are offering and certain things that say you're not offering, retaining walls, you know, then we would mark that off. You would not come up for that. Okay.
Gotcha.
And if it's not a service that you provide and you get a call for it and it's not listed on your profile, you're not charged. That's not a qualified lead. Now, with the general contracting, I'll very briefly go over those, and you let me know as well. Accessory buildings, bathroom remodel, decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home additions, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, and roofing.
Okay, so, yeah, absolutely. So we're right in that realm, too. So what you're saying is within those categories, we can say, okay, we're not doing lawn seeding, we're not doing this, that, and the other, and we won't get leads for those. It'll kind of just tighten up what exactly we're looking for within those categories or verticals, as you call them.
Correct.
Yeah.
And additionally, you also, for a pool contractor, it's jetted lap pools, pool construction, commercial projects, pool design, pool renovation, repairs and cracks, repair tile, resurfacing, water features, pool and hot tub equipment, spa and hot tub installation, and other. So you, again, those are the three that we had qualified you guys for. And the way that it works is you get to pick and choose. You need to have a minimum of at least two keywords per vertical, which I think you guys are probably going to fall into more than not. But some people will choose a vertical and then they only offer one of the keywords in it. And I'm going to tell you right now, I won't sign you up for that. It's not going to be successful for you. I'm only going to do this for you if I know that it's going to be successful. And like I told you before, Derek, as far as I'm concerned, Google Guarantee has proven to me to be like the cure for cancer as far as leads go. So with this, what you guys are looking at per qualified lead, and the way that it works is each vertical requires a minimum monthly budget. But when you're being qualified for multiple verticals, what we do is we go ahead and we charge just one minimum monthly budget, which is the highest, for up to 13 leads. So the way it works is like this. The landscaping vertical leads for you guys are $62.67, minimum monthly budget of $817 if you ran only landscaping leads. Pool contractor leads are $82.67 with a minimum monthly budget of $1,037. Same thing if you ran only the pool contractor leads. General contracting vertical leads come up at $72 with a minimum monthly budget of $939. So what we would do is I would qualify you for all three. You let us know which ones you want to start. So if you want to start all three and have an even mix of all three coming in, we would charge the highest minimum monthly budget of $1,037 for up to 13 leads. When the calls come to you, if it's a general contracting lead, it's going to come out of that budget at $72. If it's a pool lead, it's going to come out of that budget at $82. It's going to come out at landscaping at $62. You guys follow me?
Yep. Follow.
Okay.
If we want to get qualified for all of those verticals, but we say we only want to try one at first, can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there a minimum
yeah.
of being qualified?
No. That's fine. If that's what you want to do, you can do that, because this is the thing, is the upfront cost is just a one-time $250 application fee. We send you guys the application. You go ahead, you fill out the application, and you're going to upload the documentation that we need in order to verify the business on Google Guarantee platform. Once your Google Guarantee approved, then we contact you and we say, hey, you're approved for XYZ, all the verticals, and we're ready to turn the leads on. At that point, you say, okay, cool, I want all of them. Let's crank it up. You throw down the $1,000. If you're not prepared to do that, if you only want pool leads, then you're still throwing down the $1,000 because that's the highest budget. Or if you want to start with landscaping, then it's the $817. Or if you want to start with GC, it's the $939. Okay?
Okay. And quick question. Can we just touch on what are the quality of the leads? Are these people that clicked on, or is this actually somebody filled out a questionnaire or talked to somebody? And how many different people do these get sent to?
They don't get sent to anybody. That's the beauty of it. It does have lead exclusivity because the clients are going to Google. They're looking in the Google Guaranteed section on Google. They know what the guarantee is. The guarantee is to the general public that you are a quality service provider. Okay? So Google built the paper. What?
Go ahead. Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
I'm old. If I don't ask you now, I forget. Okay, if let's say that they call, but they won't allow it, because in any of those three deals that we do, you've got to go out and see the project. Now, I'm not a racist, but I've had trouble with HomeAdvisor, Angie, all those things, and what they do is we got a lot of Eastern Indians that call us.
Yeah.
And they 99% of the time they will not allow us to come out. They want a price over the phone, and it's impossible to do.
Well, if you don't get price over the phone for what you offer, that's not considered a qualified lead, because that's literally what I was just going to get into. There's only two instances that Google, and this is the thing. I'm sorry, isn't your name John? Am I mistaken?
It's Giovanni, yes.
Giovanni. Thank you. Giovanni, this is the thing. It's all the calls are recorded. You are assigned a specific Google call tracking phone number, and the calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. So when the person calls, the call's coming directly to you. It's not coming to us, and then we're like, oh, this seems like a good lead for Giovanni and Derek to have. Let's shoot it to them. No. The client's gone to Google. They've determined from that guaranteed section that they want to work with you. They're calling you directly. You know that it's a guaranteed lead coming through because it says so on the caller ID. And right before you pick up the phone, it literally says local service ad lead. Now, it's a live human on the other end of the phone. If it's a sales or solicitation call, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company, if they're asking for a service you don't provide that's not listed in your profile or in an area that's not listed in your profile, those are all unqualified. AI is listening. You automatically will not be charged. Now, if you get the call and you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face, that's considered a qualified lead, or if you give estimate over the phone. Now, for what you're offering, it's absolutely impossible to give estimate over the phone. I mean, it can cost you anywhere from $10,000 to $80,000, my friend. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. That is not considered a qualified lead because you can't give estimate over the phone.
Nope, you can't do it, and they, believe me, they want it, and there's no way to do it.
Right. Well, so this is the thing, if an unqualified call comes through, you actually have access to it from the client dashboard. So from the client dashboard, if for some reason it slipped through the cracks, which is very rare, I'm not going to say it's never happened, that's why they have this fail-safe in place, but it doesn't happen very often. If it slips through the cracks, you simply send us the number, and we go into the dashboard, we listen to the call, and we dispute it directly with Google on your behalf. You don't have to go through it.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, if I get that's all I've been asking for these lead generators is to get me in the door.
Right.
If they get me in the door, I can do my job. But
right.
I can't do my job over the phone.
Right. your job isn't intended to be done over the phone. And it's not, I mean, and each service that you're providing is a specialty high-end service. You're not just doing some cookie cutter thing where, hey, I purchased these cabinets. Can you please come put them in for me? You know?
No.
Absolutely.
The thing that I want you to rest assured about, Giovanni, is this. Google built this program, Google Guarantee, to trump all other pay-per-lead programs. Okay, Angie's, Thumbtack, HomeAdvisor, Porch, House, Network, Nextdoor, all of those pay-per-lead programs are Google's biggest clients. They purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google in the ads. They capture the lead. Then they determine how many of you guys it goes to. You pay no matter what. There's no recourse. They don't record the phone calls to say, oh, that was actually the client leaving a voicemail for the client for the 13th time. Okay? They're not going in. They have absolutely no recourse. And they're making money hand over fist because of the way that they advertise it. Google built this service literally to trump those pay-per-lead services. Now, do you pay a higher premium on these leads? Absolutely, but it's a better qualified lead. In the fact that these leads over the past 5 years that this program's been out have shown a 33% stronger closing conversion, actual paid job, than any other type of pay-per-lead program out there.
All right, cool.
Gotcha. That's impressive.
And then the keywords, you have a list for each one of those that we can eliminate or keep?
Absolutely. So what happens is if you guys choose to move forward, I charge the $250. I'm going to go ahead and send you the application. And in the application, I'm going to send you exactly what I need. You're going to upload. It'll give you – in Texas, I know that they don't require licensing for a lot of things. What's that?
Both they do.
Right.
Yes, they do, yeah.
Right. So you guys will upload the that was literally what I, cause, Derek and I've spoken about it a couple of times. So you'll upload the license for the pools and you'll upload the insurance for the business. You're, as the owner, the both of you guys will go on the application because you guys are going out and doing face-to-face bids and estimates. I would not, it does ask for other employees if you have other field workers. If you are going out, Giovanni, and you are doing face-to-face bids and you are conducting the money portion of the deal, I would not put any other employees on the Google Guarantee application unless you know for a fact that they can pass a background check with nothing more than a DUI.
No, yeah. Well, I won't put anybody else on it. Anyway.
Right. I just always tell my clients, don't do it. It's not worth the risk because once you get denied, it's really hard for us to get you approved.
Gotcha.
Okay. And we don't want to take your money. Like people have asked me, you know, can I get approved? I've had this. Well, if it hasn't been 7 years, we won't even take your application money because we don't do this to have to give it back. Okay. You know what I mean? We want this to work for you. We want to know that you'd be a good fit for it. So I have done the ins and outs on your situation, and I believe that it would be a great fit for you guys.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of any questions beyond that I have. I know there's going to be some that I'll forget, but I think you covered a lot of kind of what my dad and I were – you know, curious about trying to see what is the difference between what we've been doing and what the Google Guarantee offers, which you touched on most of that. So, go ahead, Dad.
If you want to get the application going, you can do that if you want to.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. If you want to send the information over for the app, just email it, and then I will get that done, and then Dad and I will talk and decide, you know, what exactly we want to do within those verticals, and we'll let you know.
Okay. So I have a visa on file of 4597. I have your permission to charge that for the application fee?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Next, I'm going to send everything over via email. Within there, gentlemen, I'm going to send, it's going to ask in the application for minimum monthly budget. Within minimum monthly budget, I'm going to have you put the highest budget, okay? Because that's going to get you the approval for everything. I'm going to leave in that email a complete breakdown of each CPL cost per lead for each individual vertical, okay? Now, once you guys are completely Google Guarantee approved, well, what happens is once you fill out the application, I'm going to schedule an onboarding call with my technician. So you have two choices. You guys can try to fill it all out tonight, and we can schedule onboarding for tomorrow, or I can give you through the weekend and the holiday, and we can reconvene once you've had the weekend with the application, and we can have a quick call on Tuesday to review the application with my technician.
Let's set it up for Tuesday. That way we have time to talk
Perfect.
Amongst ourselves, and then I'll get all that stuff filled out.
Beautiful. Okay, so what time on Tuesday should we schedule a call? Do you want morning or afternoon?
The latest you can do.
The latest I can do is 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
That's perfect.
Okay.
3:30.
So you want 3:30?
No, that's 3:30 my time, so that's perfect.
3:30 my time. Who's in California?
I'm in Washington State.
Oh, okay. I'm in California, so it's 3:30 my time.
Right, well, that works good.
Okay. All right, so I'll go ahead and get this sent over to you guys. You'll see that invoice come in. I will be the one to call if you need to Ivan. Now, what's going to happen during that phone call, he's going to have you guys upload your IDs. He's just going to go through the crossing the T's and dotting the I's. As far as the keywords go, you guys have a little while to completely make the final decision on that, because what happens is we go ahead and we wait until we have the approval. Then we contact you. We say, hey, okay, let's verify exactly which keywords we're going to set the ad up with. And then you can pick and choose. And remember, once you're approved for the entire vertical, you can add or subtract those keywords that are within that vertical. Okay?
Gotcha. Perfect.
All right. Once you guys are completely approved, too, he will let us know. Once Google lets us know about if you guys qualify for max lead bidding, meaning if you choose to increase your lead, the lead flow, like maybe you want to pay a higher premium or you want to increase the lead flow, you have the ability to do that. So they'll let us know as soon as everything's approved, okay?
Awesome. So thank you so much. Appreciate
your
time.
You're so welcome. It's a pleasure. Oh, and just to verify, we're doing it for the Giovanni Designs and Project Management, right?
You have to do that just because it covers everything.
Everything. Exactly. And then if you want it separate for the other one, then you already know what it's going to entail.
Yeah, and we can do that in the future. So I think that works out pretty good.
Beautiful. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get started on this. You guys will see the emails come through in just a few minutes. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas. I'll talk with you both on Tuesday.
You as well. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, man. How are you? Hey, so I just want to touch base with you really quickly. I'm not going to be here on Tuesday. The CI is set for this account for Tuesday. I've talked with this gentleman plenty of times. And I just went over everything again. They have a great understanding of how it's all going to work. They're getting approved for 3 verticals. I'm, of course, going to give you all the heavy notation and everything. They're getting approved for general contractor, also for landscaping as well as pool contractor vertical. They're in Texas, so there's no license requirements, but they, of course, have the licensing. Additionally, we have 2 different businesses with this company. So we're only doing the one, this Giovanni Designs and Project Management. The other one is actually named Giovanni Pool and Remodel. So I just want to make sure that when we set the profile, because it kept going back and forth on me, but I'm submitting your notes right now, and I believe that I have it all under the correct profile. That's why I sent you the little photograph so you could see exactly the business name for this one, okay? I just want to make sure, because I'm not going to be here for, yes. Go ahead. Is specific to pools. Correct. And that would be separate. They know that if they want to sign up the other business under pools, it's a completely separate setup. They understand that. Original. Yes. Yes. Right. So they want 3 verticals on this one for Giovanni Designs and Project Management. Like if you go into the manager right now and you search the phone number ending in 6861, you'll see what I mean. Multiple profiles will pop. But the one we're going in for LSA at this point is the Design and Project Management, and we're going to qualify it for all 3 verticals. Okay, and then they understand that if they want the other business, that it's they have to go through the verification process again with the other business documents. Okay, but I just want you to know, because I'm not going to be here, and I know that you're going to do a great job handling it. I just want to give you all the details I would normally give you on that phone call up front. Okay. Yeah, I really appreciate you being so tedious and taking such good care of them. I feel like we'd make a great team. Right? But I think it's just a matter of making sure the people, you and I understand each other. You know what I mean? Like, and we understand how it has to be. But I don't always have that same understanding with all the other people who do GG. And nothing against them, I'm just saying, you know? So, I prefer you. All right, you're the best. I'm going to submit your notes now. I've gone ahead and done the placements and the cost, and then I updated everything in the little notes on the back of placements as well, okay? You too. Bye.